Show Friday here on the Joe and Alex Show. If you're a little freaky, hey, that's cool. We like that. You just got to email us so we can talk to you. JoeAndAlexShow@gmail.com. Giselle, that's who we're talking to this morning. Why are you on for Freak Show Friday, Giselle?
Oh, man. Yeah. I want to call someone out. I went out with, actually, for being a freak.
Okay. Oh,
this is crazy. So this was my second date with this guy, all right? He said and did the exact same things that he said on the first date. I'm not talking generally. I'm talking word for word.
You mean the conversation?
Oh, not only conversation. It was like a script. Like, the same stories, the same, like, quote, random thoughts, the same questions. Like, he had asked me all these questions on the first date. He asked the exact same questions.
In the same order? In the same order?
Exactly.
That's normal. I mean, like, well, it's not normal, but
no, that
I don't
is
think
not.
It's that weird. Maybe
what?
Maybe that's just kind of like what he does. Like, we all have, listen, whether you admit it or not, Giselle or Alex, we have routines in life. That is a little awkward, I guess.
No, this so freaked me out. I'm serious. I mean, so seriously, what I did is I was like, okay, maybe he just forgot. He didn't know all this stuff.
Uh-huh.
I said, all right, fine. I played along and answered the exact same way as though we were both following this, like, weird script or something. And
ooh,
like on both dates, exactly at 14 minutes, don't ask me how, but I remember 14 minutes, he looked at his arm and asked me, so do you like guys with freckles?
And he asked that on both dates at the same time, 14 minutes in.
Who is timing it? Okay, I'm sorry. 14 minutes in, you're a freak for keeping track of time.
No, we were at the same restaurant. We were at the same restaurant, and there's, like, this really pretty, you know, it's, like, this Italian decor and stuff, and it's, like, this really pretty clock, and I just had, and it was, like, same restaurant, same time, after the appetizer. He said the exact same thing. He ordered the same appetizer. He said something, like, you know, about calling them, like, appetizers. I mean, it's like the same jokes. Seriously, it's, like, the same jokes at the same time. So, all right, again, giving him the benefit of the doubt, he was nervous or whatever. So I eventually tried. I was like, okay, let me break the mold. Let me do, ask him a new thing. Nope. He would just bring it right back around to the same topic as last time. It was like a freaking computer pro. You know what I was waiting for? I was waiting for, like, that little tick, in the glitch, like a computer glitch.
Dude.
It freaked me out.
A robot.
He is not a robot.
Okay. Yes, he is.
Yes.
Mr. Roboto.
Exactly. That's exactly the sign that was going through my head.
Giselle,
like,
what was his last name?
I am in Tron right now.
Tron. I love it. We're going to call Giselle's date Mr. Roboto. So, Giselle, you kind of briefly touched on your email to us when you were saying that you wanted to come on for Freak Show Friday. You kind of said, like, so you came up with an idea of how to use your friend to find out if you were just crazy or if this guy could really be a robot. What did you do?
So, what I did is, and my friend was really cool to play along with this, by the way. I have a really good girlfriend. So I said, basically, hey, look, go on Insta and ask him out. Just ask him out, say, oh, he's nice. So he accepted. So, okay, he went out on two dates with me. He accepted her date. But get this. Here's the thing. He accepted her date. He's gone on two dates with me to the same restaurant at the same time.
Yeah.
Same thing. He said, I wanted to go to the same restaurant, same time. He did the exact, and I told my friend, like, the entire conversation. He did the exact same conversation. Yes, at 14 minutes. He asked her whether she liked guys with freckles.
Okay, stop with all this. He's not,
Joe!
He's not a robot. Hold on, I have an explanation. To be fair, I do like the song.
How are you denying it?
You know what? The more I hear this, hold on, Giselle, hold on. I'm going to let you finish. That's a good song, by the way. We should get the full version. I could listen to that next. No.
Not done yet.
Hold on. Let me throw my theory out there real quick. You know who has impeccable timing all the time?
Who?
Comedians. And you said that he said appetizers as if it was a joke.
Yeah, because that's
comedians,
super funny.
I didn't say he was a good comedian, but comedians usually have the same time, same rhythm, same bits. They do in and out.
Yeah, so robots.
Robots do not have it.
On 3 dates with 2 women?
Yeah, 3 dates, 2 women, same place, same time, same conversation, same time in the conversation.
You know what? I have got an even better theory.
What is your theory, pork chop?
I have a friend. He's a good friend. But he has Asperger's syndrome?
Yes.
Like, how do you pronounce it, Asperger's?
Let's just say that you're trying your best, whatever you're saying.
No, you're right.
And they are very articulate, very smart, very particular. And my one friend, when he talks, he even talks like this. And, like, he kind of sounds, I swear on my life, I can call him up right now.
I know what you're saying.
And maybe you just have Asperger's.
You just think maybe he has a little bit of a mental disorder.
Maybe.
Did you get that vibe from him, or was it just totally electronical sounding?
It was like methodical, but it was almost like I could tell. I felt kind of like, oh, I'm psychic, because I knew what was coming next.
Yeah.
Hold on, Giselle, did he drink any water or have any soup?
Him or me?
Him. If he's a robot, I don't think robots can have liquids.
Ooh, that's a good question. Did he really eat during the
dinner?
Tell
me, Giselle.
Didn't Data eat? Didn't Data ever eat?
I don't know anything about robots.
Things are becoming really... But wait a minute. But the thing is, okay, so 2 dates with me, a date with my girlfriend. So get this, all right? I did. I asked her to go on another date with him.
What is
and
wrong?
And he did the exact same thing.
Yeah.
All right, Giselle, hang on. We got Debbie calling in. Debbie, what do you think about this whole robot situation? Mr. Robot, we're calling him. What do you want to say, Debbie?
I think that he's grooming them because he's a serial killer.
Ooh, tell us more, Debbie.
Oh, of course.
Oh, God. Oh, no. I didn't go there. My brain did not go to serial killer. I went to robot. Okay.
Speaking of conditioning, Debbie listens to too much Joe and Alex Show Murder Monday.
Or Ted Bundy Show. I mean, you know.
Okay, so Debbie, explain to Giselle why you think that. What do you mean by grooming?
Well, because if he's asking the same exact questions, number one, he may not eat. I don't know if he even remembers going on a second date with her, but he's just so infatuated with wanting to do what he's going to do to them. He wants to make sure he knows everything because he has a certain person, a certain type that he likes. And he wants them to like what he wants them to like. So that's with all the same exact questions.
Quit freaking out. It's going to be okay.
It's giving me chills.
He's going to kill you. Don't go back out with him.
Hold on. Giselle, do you and your friend look alike?
Well, we both have brown hair.
There it is right there.
Yeah,
that's
actually,
it.
Yeah, we kind of do. Come to think of it.
Maybe he is a hybrid of both, Debbie. Maybe he is a serial killer and a robot. He's a serial killer robot.
Man.
Giselle, I am curious to see, people may not necessarily have an answer for you, but I am curious to hear about the weirdest conversations people have had on first dates. 833-JOE-ALEX, like first date and just you cannot believe what's coming out of this guy's mouth. 833-JOE-ALEX, because I did have a first date. I didn't think he was a robot, but he did talk to me about, he had, what is that, wherever you constantly have to go to the bathroom? I'm blanking.
Were
you,
IBS. Yes.
Well, that, yes, but you have to wear like a bag and all that stuff. He was telling me in detail about that.
Yeah. I know you're talking about, yeah.
Yes, and so that was a weird first date conversation. 833-JOE-ALEX, and we'll see if Giselle's, she can't be the only one.
Especially because you guys were having chili. All right, Giselle, thank you for calling in. My advice to you, I know it's not Ask Alex today, but what I would do if you go on another date with him on a soft area like grass, trip him. See how he falls down and gets up. Because robots are not good at getting up.
This is a government mind control thing, Alex. This is what you were talking about.
Stop it.
Let me tell you something. It is MK Ultra. It's a CIA mind control program. It's real. That's not a made up thing. Like, you can Google it. MK Ultra is real. So he could be a person that was involved in that.
Okay. Thank you, Giselle, for calling in. What is the weirdest conversation you had with someone on a first date, robot or not? We'll talk to you next here on the Joe and Alex Show. We just talked to Giselle, and she had a really interesting thing, Alex. She thinks she went on a date with a robot.
Yeah, she does, because they went on 2 dates. both dates, same place, same time, same exact conversation at the same times within the date, like word for word, he would say the same things. If she tried to change the conversation to something new, he would go right back to the script, so to speak. And so she sent her friend to go out with him. He did the same thing to her.
It's weird that he went recalculating. That was really weird. What's up, Pork Chop?
I love how Debbie called in and thought that he might have been a serial killer.
Well, that's Alex in Murder Monday.
What if? That sounds like a great movie. A robot serial killer?
That's what I was saying.
Hasn't there been movies like that?
Probably.
I think there has been something.
The Terminator?
So now we want to know, just in general, what is the weirdest conversation you've experienced on a first date?
Hey, Talon, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What happened on that first date?
Okay, so it's not as weird as the robot one, but more just gross and terrible. We were just having normal chit-chat. We had texted a little bit, met on a dating site. And so we're finally meeting, just had a drink, and just normal chit-chat. And then all of a sudden he goes into a long story about his ex and then telling me how he's a germaphobe and that he gets tested so often, like once a week, because he has sex without condoms and he just wants to be safe and make sure that everything's okay and that the women he's with is all right.
Okay.
Did he not realize, Talon, that like it is good to be tested, but if like said you had unprotected sex this weekend,
right?
And you get tested, it's like it's too late. You should be protected,
right?
To make sure you don't get anything.
That is so bizarre that he would tell you about that on a first date. Did you just like have an excuse and just get out,
or did you hook up with him?
I just finished my drink and said, "Well, it was nice meeting you," and left.
Oh, wait,
God bless you. You didn't think about hooking up at all, Talon?
No.
Come on. All right. No, thank you for calling in. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I don't think it's going to happen, but I'm going to throw it out there into the world and maybe it'll come back to us. Are there any guys that had a female make it a weird date? Because men are often thought to be creepers, but was there any woman that's just like,
I'm sure there's been both sides of the fence there, weirdos.
833-JOE-ALEX. Let's go to Haley on the Joe and Alex show. Hi, Haley. What did you have happen on that first date?
So it was like when I was 14 and my mom encouraged me to go out with some guy in my class, cause I was young and I was just starting to date. And so we go to Dairy Queen and we're talking and he's like, "So I saw you the other day," and you know, he's in my class. So I was like, duh, you know, and he's like, "No, like I saw you." And I was like, "What do you mean?" And I am not even kidding. He just starts, like, telling me things about myself that I didn't tell anybody. And literally starts describing, like, the layout of my room.
Oh, my gosh. So
and
what
so
did you say?
I was in shock. And he just goes, "So why did you choose me?" And I'm like, "What do you mean? Like, why did I choose you?" I was like, "I didn't choose you. Like,
my mom did."
I've had this happen to me before. It wasn't with a date. It was with a roommate in college. And the guy we were just sleeping. And then he woke up and started describing my house. But I swear he had never seen it. There's no pictures. I never told him about it. He knew details.
Exactly.
Like he would have had to been in there. But trust me, he never was.
Did you get curtains after that?
I lived on the top floor of like an apartment building, so that's why I don't understand how he saw it.
Whoa, that is weird.
Wait, was this recent? Maybe he had a drone. Did he have a drone?
Did you have a computer in your room?
I do not.
You didn't then, though?
Ooh.
I don't think so. I mean, I had a MacBook, but I never had it open.
Okay, because a lot of people can hack into your webcam, you know, and turn it on remotely to watch you.
This is creepy. Thanks, Haley. Now I don't want to go home.
The guy was probably possessed, and he knows you're talking about him right now.
All right. You can let us know about those weird things that happen on a first date. Send us a tweet, @JoeAndAlexShow.